Welcome to this special audio program of a closed roundtable discussion with Drs. Tony Bakai-Saab and Alan Vanook on the current utility of validated and emerging biomarkers to guide treatment decisions for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Prior to this roundtable discussion, we developed and executed a comprehensive web-based survey consisting of a number of practical management questions focusing on the treatment of metastatic colorectal cancer, particularly related to emerging biomarkers. To see the results of the survey, go to researchtopractice.com. To begin our discussion, I asked Dr. Vanook to comment on his approach to the initial workup of a patient with incurable metastatic colorectal cancer.
So the steps you take with a newly diagnosed patient with incurable metastatic colorectal cancer, let's say bulky or widespread disseminated disease, the issues that the oncologist has to decide is, do you take the primary out? So the first step is, what's the patient's prognosis? Do you take the time to take the primary out? How likely is it to be a problem during the course of their life? The next step would be, what tests do I have to make sure I know the results of before I start treatment? We believe that all patients should have RAS status. We certainly think MSI high, MSI status is incredibly important because of the emergence of the checkpoint inhibitors, and arguably HER2 and BRAF. So these are, you need to make sure tissue is adequately collected and being tested for those analyses.
Tony, agree or disagree?
No, I totally agree. I think you have to have that picture in your mind by the time you take your decisions, because we're talking, again, about a continuum of care and how to plan, plus also integrate some of the clinical trials that are available to a lot of these patients. So I agree. RAS, pan-RAS is important. BRAF is extremely important because it changes a lot what you do in first line, second line, and depending what patient we're talking about. HER2 is important because, again, biology is different and also creates other pathways. MSI high is super important as well because, again, it puts us, and that's 4% of the patients, it puts us in a different bucket that's more an immune bucket.
Is there any crossover, Alan, between BRAF and RAS status?
They're mutually exclusive. So BRAF, a patient who is KRAS mutant cannot be BRAF mutant by definition. So they are separate buckets. Now, there is, on the other hand, a fair bit of overlap between BRAF mutant patients and MSI high patients.
Of course.
When you do the assays. And so that's a confusing combination. But yes, RAS mutations and BRAF mutations are mutually exclusive.